The Senate returns from a recess today, and Democrats promise to block the controversial nomination of Miguel Estrada to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. Republicans are running campaign-style ads complaining that Democrats are being unfair to a Hispanic judicial nominee. President Bush used his weekly radio address on Saturday to complain about the Democrats' handling of the Estrada nomination.
I submitted his nomination in May of 2001. And Miguel Estrada has been waiting ever since. That's almost 2 years, and that's a disgrace.
The man leading the Bush administration's effort to get Estrada confirmed is White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez. He spoke with NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams at the White House.
The nomination of the 41-year-old Estrada, a Honduran-born partner at a D.C. law firm, has become a major ideological battleground. Democrats contend that Republicans blocked President Clinton's nominees to the federal courts on the grounds that they were too liberal. Now the Democrats contend they're not going to allow a Republican president to nominate conservative judges to the court without encountering the same roadblocks. Part of the drama is the expectation that there will soon be several Supreme Court vacancies, and both sides are trying to get the upper hand in advance of any upcoming fight over a high court nominee. I asked White House counsel Gonzalez why the Estrada nomination has become such a pivotal fight.
This nomination is not just important for Miguel Estrada, but it may tell us something about the future of other nominees of this president, maybe perhaps even Supreme Court nominees in the future. And so it's an important test, I think, for the new leadership in the Senate.
Now, the Democrats would contend that, in fact, under Bill Clinton, the Republicans were playing hardball and blocking President Clinton's ability to put judges of a more liberal bent on the court. So they ask, why should they open the gates for Mr. Bush's more conservative nominees?
You know, the president has said, and I have said, that what happened in the past was inexcusable. I mean, to have nominees sit for years and years, in my judgment, there's no reason for that. The president has said that the nominees are entitled to a fair hearing and a vote up or down as quickly as possible, no matter who controls the White House and no matter who controls the Senate.
Now, you've got a situation where the Democrats say if they were to allow the president to have his nominees, in fact, most of the courts in the country would become majority Republican nominees, and therefore the political scales would be unbalanced. It would be mostly Republican judges dominating these courts. Do you feel that that's a legitimate argument?
I don't. The Ninth Circuit is heavily balanced by Democratic nominees, the Second Circuit and the Third Circuit. So there are a lot of circuits around the country where if you look purely at which president nominated the judges, you could argue that the circuits are not properly balanced. We don't look at balance, quite frankly. The president has an obligation under the Constitution to fill vacancies, so we take them where that we find them. If there is a vacancy in the circuit, no matter what the composition of the circuit, this president has an obligation to make a nomination and to get those nominees confirmed as quickly as possible.
Now, there are people on the Democratic side who said, well, if there was a deal that would assure us some balance in the future in terms of getting more liberal judges confirmed as well as more conservative judges, maybe then we could end this filibuster. Does that kind of deal-making appeal to you?
Whether it appeals to me or not is sort of irrelevant. The question is whether or not that's something that would be acceptable to the president. He made it clear in connection with the campaign that the type of people that he would place on the bench, and I think he feels he has a commitment to follow through with what he campaigned on.
So no deals?
Juan, I don't foresee a situation now where we'd be making a deal because we believe that what we're doing is right.
At the same time, you have former colleagues of Mr. Estrada who say he was an ideologue, that he didn't look at the laws, the facts fairly. He was always taking a strongly conservative position, and as a result, they felt they couldn't always trust his interpretation of the law. Do you think that's a fair criticism?
I think it's an unfair criticism. I think there was some concerns about similar statements made by Supervisor Miguel Estrada. But when we went back and looked at the evaluations of Miguel, evaluations by this one individual, they were all stellar, talking about what a wonderful lawyer Miguel was. And so if you look behind the accusations, oftentimes there just are no facts to substantiate the accusations.
And the notion that he's an ideologue, you said earlier, is not something that you take seriously as a criticism.
What does it mean to be an ideologue? I mean, obviously Miguel has a philosophy, a belief in terms of what his role as a judge should be. It is one that we embrace, that the president supports. He expects that of every man and woman that he nominates to the federal bench. And so If that is an ideologue, then that's something that we would support. And then we're not ashamed of it. I don't think people should be critical of it. I think the American people, if you were to poll every person, every citizen would say, yeah, that's what we expect of our judges, because to settle for anything less than that means that you would permit men and women to go on the federal bench totally unaccountable to the American citizen and pursue a personal agenda. And I just don't think the American people want that or expect that of their judges.
Well, I guess the contrary position would be that the American people might expect independence of their judges as opposed to a highly politicized judiciary?
Well, I haven't heard any criticism or concern that perhaps these judges are not independent. I think, you know, we hope that they will be independent.
By the way, on the Hispanic point, some people would say, oh, it's a cynical approach. They've got somebody there that's going to be very hard for the Democrats to oppose because he is a minority group member, but really it's just a veil for the fact that he is a hardline conservative. Is that a legitimate line of criticism?
I don't think so. If I recited to you his qualifications without telling you the color of his skin, you would say, this is a wonderfully accomplished young man.
What about the Supreme Court? Do you guys have any ideas if any vacancies are coming or any thoughts as you look at possible nominees for the High Court? Should a vacancy occur?
Yeah, we're not aware of any vacancy that may occur anytime soon.
Republicans in the Senate have 51 votes to confirm Estrada, but they do not have the 60 votes to stop the ongoing Democratic filibuster. The question now is, who will blink first? Will the president withdraw the nomination, or will the Democrats feel pressure to allow a vote? Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.